I need to go back to England. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. I have a story for you today. This story is an original story for Comprehensible Input. It's part of a playlist. It is one long story that has been serialized into a bunch of different episodes. If you'd like to go to the playlist and watch all of these, the playlist is entitled Stories About the Mysterious Ben Harper. Today we join a couple of our favorite characters. We have Gil and Dewan. As you may recall, Dewan is a citizen of the Ottoman Empire. He's a teacher, and he has been retained by Gil, who needs to learn some of the Turkish language. Gil is originally from the United States, from Massachusetts, but he was living in Exeter, England. You may also recall that Gil was given an amulet, that is, he wears a talisman that no one can see, and this amulet has some magical powers. Gil believes that the reason he went to Constantinople was the influence that the amulet had on his subconscious mind. He's been in Constantinople for a couple of months now, and he has become good friends with Dewan. The other interesting fact about Dewan that you may know from previous episodes is Dewan has an amulet just like Gil's. He has these special magical abilities, and the two of them have the same problem. That is, they can't control these powers. They would like to be able to use them at will, but what they find is these special abilities manifest themselves in an unpredictable way. They can't just call them up and use them. These two fellows share that frustration. So today we join Gil and Dewan in the old part of Constantinople, inside the walled cities, and the local people refer to that area as Istanbul. As you may know, after about 1930, Istanbul became the official name of the city that was Constantinople. So on this day, the two were in the old part of town, and they started out with the usual Turkish lesson, walking around the city and talking to each other in a mixture of English and Turkish. Over the months, they have fallen into a habit of Dewan speaking to Gil in Turkish, and then Gil frequently answered in English. Dewan enjoys that because he would like to improve his English. Dewan is already fluent in English, but he realizes he has a lot to learn. So on this day, they went through their usual hour-long walk around the city, discussing things they saw, things they thought about, things that they had discussed in the past. At one point, they stopped, and Gil turned to Dewan and said, "I have to go back to England." Dewan said, "I hope it's nothing I said that offended you." He said this in a lighthearted way because he was confident that he had not offended Gil. Gil said, "No, no, no." And then Dewan followed up, "I hope you've not grown weary of the Turkish language and culture of the Ottoman Empire." Gil said, "No, it's not that either. I really enjoy my time here, and I am fascinated by the Ottoman Empire. I think it's very good for us to be in contact with different cultures, different people, different beliefs. I think this has been a very enriching experience for me." With that, Dewan was satisfied. Still smiling, he said, "Okay, if it's not that, then why must you leave? Why must you go back to England?" And then he paused and said, "Giselle." Correct. Gill went on to explain that he had written a letter to Giselle a couple of weeks earlier. He has not received a reply. In his letter, he told her he would be returning to Exeter and to her. He did not tell her when he would arrive because he didn't know when he would arrive. He disclosed all this to Dewan. Gill told Dewan that he got pulled into the dream portal. When he said that, Dewan knew what he meant. He explained that the dream portal took him back to the point in time when he had parted from Giselle. But this time he expressed his commitment to her and assured her that he would be returning. Gill then reflected. He said, "You know, we both struggle with this amulet. It communicates to us in a strange way. It gives us these abilities, but we cannot call them up at will. But at this point, I am very grateful because for most people, it is impossible to go back and make something right. Most people can apologize for what they have done, but they rarely can make it right. For some strange reason, with this amulet, I was able to make it right for Giselle. I was able to give her the appropriate reassurance and the respect that she deserved. For that, I am very grateful." Dewan said, "You know, I've really enjoyed our time together. You've become a very good friend, and I've learned a lot from you. I don't know if we'll ever meet each other again, but I'm very grateful to know you." Gill speculated. He said, "You know, when I get back to England, I plan on marrying Giselle. I've not discussed this with her, but at some point in the future, I would like to bring her here so that she could see this magnificent city, meet interesting people like you, and enjoy this wonderful food. I would like to share this with Giselle." Over the next week and a half, they had more lessons, but during that time, Gill booked passage on a ship back to Plymouth. 2 weeks later, his ship departed and made the long voyage through the Marmara Sea, through the Mediterranean, up the Atlantic coast, and into England. They arrived in Plymouth, and then Gill had to make the long overland trip to Exeter. He had sent another letter to Giselle, speculating when he would arrive in England, but he wasn't really certain when he wrote that letter. She didn't know quite when to expect him. When Gill arrived in Exeter, he went directly to the Royal Clarence Hotel and got a room. His plan was to see if Mrs. Pugh had a room that he could rent longer term, as before. But his first goal, once he had checked into the Royal Clarence, was to go to Giselle. It was the mid-afternoon when he walked to her house. Everything looked exactly as it did before he left. Nothing was out of place. He knocked at the door, and shortly Giselle answered. She rushed out of the door and threw her arms around him. She was very happy to see him, and he was happy to see her. She explained that she was so grateful that he had been so kind to her when he had left for his trip overseas. She explained that his kind and reassuring words were what sustained her. She explained that if she didn't know he was going to return to her for certain, she would have been quite wretched. They talked for a long time, and it was Gill who suggested that they set their wedding date. He was ready to move forward on that. Over the next several months, there were lots of things that needed to be done in anticipation of their wedding. They had to agree on how big an affair it would be and when it would be. They talked about this at length, and for each of them, compromise was the rule. They worked with each other like a team. They used their devotion to find common ground. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.